Please lie down on your back. Have your arms lying long on the floor alongside your body. And just take a moment to check in with your contact on the floor today. Pay attention to what parts of you are contacting the floor and what parts are lifted away. So sort of maybe start the scan of this lesson as looking at yourself as a whole. Maybe you could imagine that you were lying on a beach somewhere. And if you were able to just levitate from where you're lying now, what sort of indentations would you leave in the sand? Which parts of you are pressing into the ground? And which parts are lifted away? So where are there spaces? You might find some spaces behind your ankles, perhaps, or your knees, maybe your thighs. And maybe there's differences between your left and your right legs. Does one leg feel like it's connected with the floor differently to the other? Bring your attention to your pelvis or your buttocks. Notice how that lies on the floor today. Does it feel like there's a bit of a tilt going on in your pelvis? Does one side of your pelvis feel like it's pressing into the ground and the other side feels like it's lifting away somewhat? Or does it feel really even between the two sides? Notice your lower back, the arch of your lumbar spine. How does that feel today? Some of you have had the pleasure of doing a few of these Feldenkrais lessons now, and you get to know how you feel on different days. Maybe you've started incorporating a scan like this into your practice at home. But just notice, how does your lower back feel? How does it feel? Is it a big curve? Is there a large space between your lumbar spine and the floor? Or does it feel quite flat? Notice how your ribs contact the floor, the back side of your ribs. And your shoulder blades. How do they lie on the floor today? Is there a real difference between your left shoulder and your right shoulder? Does it feel like maybe one shoulder is being lifted away, unintentionally lifted away from the floor, and the other one might feel like it's lying flat? Or maybe it's really one feels like it's contacting the floor in its entirety, and the other shoulder feels like maybe just one little point, one little bony prominence is touching the floor. Notice how your arms lie. Do they lie in a similar way? Do your palms face the same direction as each other? And then notice how your head is lying on the floor. Notice if you feel like it's turned a little bit. Is your nose pointing in the direction of the ceiling, or is it a little bit to the left or a little bit to the right? Or does it feel like it may be pointing back a little bit? Do you feel like there's a large arch in your neck and your nose is actually pointing behind you in the room? or in front of you for that matter. Perhaps you feel like your chin is quite close to your chest. And then bring your attention to your breathing. And just notice how you breathe, or how you are breathing today. And then notice where your breath goes to. What parts of you fill up when you take a breath in? You don't need to change your breathing so much, but just as you breathe, just notice. Feel your ribs getting fuller. Perhaps you can feel your sternum rising and falling as you breathe in and breathe out. It's like the breath is pushing from the underside of your sternum, pushing your sternum in the direction of the ceiling. And maybe you can, on the other side of you, you can notice how your breath perhaps is pushing your spine towards the floor. Can you notice a sideways motion with your breath? Can you feel your ribs expanding to the left and the right? Now I want you to begin to roll your head a little bit, just a small amount from the left to the right, and just keep doing this movement really gently and slowly, and paying attention to how this movement feels for you today. Notice the quality of the movement rather than the range that your head can turn, can roll. So one way may feel really smooth, and one way may feel sort of a bit more restricted. Perhaps you could imagine that your head was rolling along a road, and perhaps one direction may feel like it's a really well-paved road, and the other direction may feel like it's a bumpy road. Or perhaps you may feel like in one direction you're rolling your head uphill and then downhill again. And then I want you to bend your knees and stand your feet on the floor. So bend both knees so that they're pointing towards the ceiling, and stand your feet. And then just do just a couple of times left and right. Just roll your head again from this position. And just notice what you notice. Maybe you may not notice any difference. Or maybe you do. And once you've made those distinctions, I want you to straighten one leg. And I think, yeah, you've all picked different legs. I reckon if you could all straighten your left leg, that would make my life easier. Just bear with me. And then bring your attention to your pelvis. Maybe something that you haven't really thought about much, your pelvis. And think about rolling your pelvis towards your left leg. So in the direction of the long leg, you can roll your pelvis a little bit in the direction of your long leg. And to do this, you may find that pressing through your right foot makes that a little easier. So pressing through your right foot and rolling your pelvis to the left. So you almost feel like you're pouring yourself onto the left side of you. So you're pressing through your left foot, and the right side of your pelvis will come away from the floor a little bit and roll onto the left side of yourself. And then come back. So do that a few times. Just have a little play with that movement. And you can let your knee tilt inwards, if you like. Just maybe make that movement a little clearer to begin with. So you're just doing this movement in a really easy, comfortable way. So you're pressing through your foot and rolling your pelvis to the left. And your knee can tilt inwards. And then once you've done that a few times, see if you could do the movement and leave your knee vertical. So maybe just quieten your leg a little, your knee a little bit. So your knee is still pointing towards the ceiling and you're rolling your pelvis towards the left. And then return. And then roll again. And that's enough. You can let your leg lie long and just take a rest. As always in these rests and these lessons, it's always good to just check in with how you're feeling in yourself. Has your breathing shifted a little bit since you first walked into the room and lay down? Perhaps you can notice some changes in your body already and how you're lying and contacting the floor. And then bring the same leg to standing. So bring your right leg to stand again on the floor, knee pointing towards the ceiling. And you can continue to roll your pelvis towards the left. And I want you to play around with the position of your foot. So I want you to find the most structurally sound place to put that right foot, where it can really assist you with the movement of rolling your pelvis to the left. So you have a little play. You can bring your foot towards your buttocks a little bit more and try that, and then take it further away and try that. And just see which makes the movement feel easier and more effortless. Can you find the perfect place for that foot to be, where rolling your pelvis is easy? Trying to reserve a little attention for keeping your knee pointing towards the ceiling as you roll your pelvis towards that long leg. Great. And once you've found what you think is the perfect place, you might feel like it's kind of a vertical lower leg kind of a position. And then I want you to have a little explore and roll your right foot, so your standing leg, roll that foot so that your weight is on the outside of your right foot. And then bring it back to the center. So your pelvis can stay still just for the moment, and you're just rolling onto the outside edge of your right foot and then back into the center. And just notice what you notice about this movement. Does your knee come along for the ride? Does your knee sort of head out towards the side wall a little bit as you let your weight fall onto the right, the outside of your foot. And then try, what about the inside edge of your foot? Can you let your weight go onto the inside of your foot and return to the vertical position? And do that a few times. And then just a couple of times go onto the outside edge of your foot and the inside edge of your foot. And then see if you can quieten that knee again so that the knee pretty much stays towards pointing towards the ceiling, and yet your foot can still roll a little bit onto the outside edge and a little bit onto the inside edge of your foot, but your knee is kind of staying in the same plane of pointing towards the ceiling. So it'll be a smaller movement. So now the movement is in the ankle joint. But pay attention to what you notice further up as well. What do you notice in your hip joint? And then let that go, let your leg lie long and take another rest. Notice if you've experienced any changes in the way that your legs are lying on the floor, or your buttocks, or your lower back perhaps. And return to having your right foot standing and your right knee pointing towards the ceiling. And begin rolling your pelvis again. Now with all this new information in your foot and your ankle and your hip joint, just notice how rolling your pelvis is for you now. So you're rolling towards the left. That's it. How's your foot contacting the floor now? Are you using it differently? You could even make the movement a little bit bigger. So as you roll, you can think about your belly button heading towards the side wall, in the direction of the side wall. So as you roll your pelvis to the left, think about your belly button pointing towards the side wall. Now let your pelvis, as you roll over to the left side, I want you to think about letting it drop back to the floor. And then rolling it to the left and drop. So you're really, it's a controlled roll to the left-hand side. So you're rolling towards your long leg and then just letting your buttocks return to the floor in a dropping kind of a movement. Just have a play with that a few times. And can you let your head be part of this movement? Could your head roll a little bit as you lift your hip? And do you have to move your head in an active way, or can your head just come along as a consequence of the movement that you're doing with the rest of your body? Can your head just come along for the ride, be gathered up by the rest of you? And then let your leg lie long. Check in with your contact on the ground and take a moment to roll your head a little bit to the left, a little bit to the right, and See how that's going now. And then when you've checked in with how you're sensing yourself on the floor, bring your left leg to standing and have your left knee pointing towards the ceiling. And begin to press through your left foot and roll your pelvis to the right, paying attention to any differences between your left side and your right side. What do you notice is different on this side? And we've already, this side has already learnt a lot from going through the movements on the other side. So you can even broaden your attention a little bit further and pay attention to how the weight transfer happens through the rest of yourself. So can you see it more as a whole body kind of a movement rather than just your pelvis rolling to the right? And don't forget to check in with where your foot is placed. We use our legs quite differently in life sometimes. So it may be that that left leg didn't just automatically go to the perfect place. And you may need to explore that a little bit and find the perfect placement of your left foot to help roll your pelvis onto the right side of yourself. And then let your pelvis be still for a moment and begin the movement of rolling your foot a little bit to the inside edge, a little bit to the outside edge. Paying attention to what's happening in your hip joint. And as you do the movement and are paying attention to how you're doing it, you could see if you could let that left knee just get a little bit quieter and a little bit more still, but that in a way that your foot can still be shifting the weight from the inside edge to the outside edge. The knee doesn't need to be perfectly still and it doesn't need to be rigid, but just still-ish. And you can let your leg lie long and take a moment to just rest, pause. Always nice to check in with your breath and see how you're breathing now. And when you bring your left leg up to standing again, which you can do now, don't forget to find that perfect place. Feel free to keep exploring if you don't feel like you've found it yet. But find the perfect place and begin to roll your pelvis again, pouring yourself over to the right side in the direction of the long leg. And see what you would have to do to make that a really enjoyable movement. What could you let go of? What could you soften? a really pleasurable movement? How could you make it just feel amazing to roll your pelvis and shift your weight onto the right side of your body? See if you can notice where you may be holding. Maybe it's your neck, maybe it's your back, maybe your arms are really tense. Could you let go of any of that? And then as you lift your left hip towards in the direction of the ceiling, begin to do that movement of just dropping it back to the ground. So you're rolling up with that enjoyable kind of a sense and then just letting it go. And then let your both legs lie long and take a pause. Check in with your contact on the ground. And then bend your knees and stand both feet. And begin to roll your head a little bit to the left and a little bit to the right. And just see how that feels now. And then let your head rest in the middle for a moment. And the next movement I want you to do is to roll your eyes to the left. So I want you to kind of look to the left and let your eyes lead the movement. So I want you to look to the left and your head might follow. And then you can bring your eyes back and look to the right and let your head follow your eyes. It doesn't need to be a big movement. Really get your eyes involved. So your eyes are leading the movement. From the left, so your head will go all the way over to the left with your eyes, and then your head will stay still and your eyes will track back to the right, and then your head will follow. Then you can let your leg, let your head be still in the middle, in the center, and let your left leg lie long on the floor. You can keep your right leg bent. And then I want you to bring your right hand to your lower ribs on the right-hand side of your body. So your elbow is on the floor. So your elbow is on the floor and your right hand is on your right ribs. Sort of at the bottom there. Yeah. So your right hand is just lying really nice and relaxed on your right side of your ribs. And then think about sliding your hand across your belly or across the lower part of your ribs, really. And reaching for the left wall. So you're sliding your hand across yourself and then reaching in the direction of the wall to the left of you. Keep bringing your hand back and then going again. So do this a few times. Thinking about sliding your hand across yourself, and then it can leave your body and you can reach over to the left-hand side. And as you play with the movement, see if you can determine when it might be helpful to use that pressing through your right foot that we've just been playing with. So is there a point where you can, as you're reaching for the left, the wall to the left of you, it might actually be helpful to press through your right foot a little bit? So you're reaching for the left, the wall to the left of you, and you're pressing through your left, right foot, and you might just shifting the weight onto the left side of your body. And can your head be free to just join in on this movement? So can you press through your foot a little bit and roll your weight onto the left-hand side as you reach for the wall to your left and let your head come along for the ride? And could you continue to do this movement, but with your eyes leading, like we just did when we were doing a head roll just from left to right? Could your eyes lead the movement of rolling to the left? Could they initiate the movement? And then your arm could reach, and then maybe your foot could press. Have a little play with the timing of your eyes and your arm and your foot. And rest when you need to. Great. Now just pause in this position so you can let your leg lie long, or you can leave it bent up. And this time around, I want you to bring your left hand to your right armpit. So I want you to wrap your left hand right under your right armpit. So you're going to reach back as far as you can without straining. And you're kind of going to be reaching for your shoulder blade, or at least in the direction of your shoulder blade. Your shoulders may not allow this, and that's okay. That doesn't matter. But just know that that's the intention of what you're doing. So you're really reaching around under your armpit in the direction of your shoulder blade on the other side of your body. And then continue the movement with your right hand reaching towards the left wall. And can you lift yourself with your left hand? Can you lift yourself away from the floor on the right? So you're reaching with your right hand across your body towards the left wall. And your left hand is helping to lift the right side of your body. Oh yeah, you've still got your legs, your right knee bent, and you can press through your foot. Great. And think about, as you continue to do this movement, so you're helping to lift with your left hand, don't forget your eyes. They don't necessarily need to be in the forefront of your attention, but just know that they are part of this movement. Or maybe you could play around with it. You could think there's an object to your left that you want to reach for. And so perhaps look for that object and then reach and then help with your foot. We're wanting this movement to just get easier and easier. Now just pause, let your arms lie long for a moment. Just take a rest. And bend your right knee again. And this time bring your right hand to your left armpit. And now have a play with your left hand reaching towards the right wall, or the window in this case. So you may feel like you're not going as far. But can you really help by lifting the left side of yourself with that right hand? So you've still got your right knee bent and your right foot on the floor. And you're reaching with your left hand towards the street, towards the window. And now could you turn that movement into rolling in both directions? So you can be reaching in one direction and helping with the other hand, and then reaching in the other direction and helping with the other hand. Great. Resting if you feel like you need to, and always finding a way to make the movement more enjoyable and easier, and seeing if you can let go of any holding that may be stopping you from making the movement pleasurable. And you can leave your arms crossed over in the way that they are, so you've got your, it doesn't really matter which arm is on top, because we're going to be chopping and changing. But change your legs over. So bring your left leg to standing and let your right leg lie long. And then continue to roll. So you're reaching for the left wall and lifting with your other hand, and then reaching for the right wall and helping lift with the other hand. And then swap your arms over. So pause in the middle and swap which arm is on top. So great. So whatever arm is holding onto your armpit, the other arm can come up and over top of that. So it's on top of the arm that's, and don't forget that when you're going in one of those directions, you can use your foot. You can press through your foot to roll a little bit more to the right. And then maybe as you come back and you're rolling towards the left, your left knee can just yield a little bit. So it can just come along for the ride. And swap your arms over again. So swap which arm's on top and which arm's underneath, and keep rolling. remembering that when you're rolling to the right, your left foot can press into the ground a little bit to help as you reach towards the wall. And then as you go back the other way, your left leg can just yield a little bit. So your knee can just tilt a little bit so that you can roll. And see if you can make it lighter. Lighter and softer and easier. See if you can find a quality of the movement that's just light. And then let your arms lie long alongside your body and let your legs lie long on the floor. Take a moment to check in with your contact with the floor now. You may want to roll your head a little bit while your legs are long. See how that's feeling. And then when you're ready, bring both knees, both feet to standing. And begin to roll your head. A little bit to the left and to the right. Checking in with how it's feeling now compared to the beginning of the lesson. Remembering how it felt when we use the imagery of rolling your head along a road. Does it still feel like you're rolling uphill and downhill? Or does it feel a little bit less hilly now? And then just a couple of times, roll your head and let your eyes lead the movement. So maybe come to a standstill in the middle and then roll. Take your eyes over to the left and let your head follow, and then take your eyes to the right and let your head follow. And just do that a couple of times. So you're wanting that movement to be nice and slow and easy, but your eyes are really leading the movement. And now bring your arms back into that hug position. It doesn't matter which arm is on top and which arm is underneath, but you're not crossing your forearms. You've got one hand on your armpit, and then the other hand folds right over top. So one hand will be on the top of your shoulder and one hand will be underneath. And just bring your attention to your breath. Noticing the area between your shoulder blades. Seeing whether your breath goes there. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. But just notice. And in this position, just really slowly begin to roll yourself, like we have been doing, a little bit to the left, a little bit to the right. And as the movement gets bigger, you might find that as you get to a certain point, you feel like you're going to crush your fingers a little bit. So you might want to reach towards the wall. So before you crush your fingers, you might reach and then go the other way. And then reach when you get there. That's it. How does this movement resonate through your whole self? Your spine, your pelvis, your head and your feet. Can you do the movement, leaving your knees more or less pointing towards the ceiling? They don't have to be rigid and they don't have to be stuck, but could they just stay pointing in the direction of the ceiling while you are rolling your torso from the left to the right? Always remembering that we're finding that quality of real pleasure and enjoyment, and seeing what we can let go of. And can you use your feet in this configuration? So as you roll to one direction, can you press through a foot to make it the movement easier? And then as you roll back the other way, you want to use the other foot. Leaving your knees roughly pointing towards the ceiling. And using your feet just to help you out a little bit. As you're reaching and rolling, think about reaching to different places on each side. Each time you go to the left, you might reach up toward its shoulder height, and then maybe the next time you're on your left, you're reaching down towards your pelvis. Just reaching to different locations on each side and noticing what that does, what the consequence of that is through the rest of yourself. And then you can switch your arms over, so which one's on top and which one's on bottom, whichever. You're all different, so I'm not going to guide you. Just switch them round. And then keep rolling, thinking about your knees pointing towards the ceiling. And your eyes. Are your eyes involved, or have they been left by the wayside? And now reaching to different places on the left and right in this configuration, now that you've swapped your arms over. Sometimes you'll reach up high, sometimes you'll reach down towards your feet or your pelvis. And then let your legs lie long, let your arms lie long, and just take a little break. And when you feel ready, bring both knees towards the ceiling and stand both feet. And now I want you to glue your eyeballs to the ceiling and slowly roll your head from the left to the right. And it'll only be a small movement. So you're wanting to keep your eyes pointing towards the ceiling. So find a spot on the ceiling. To be fair, though, you do not have to have your eyes open. You could do this with your eyes shut. But if you want to make it easy, find a spot on the ceiling. And then roll your head a little bit to the left and a little bit to the right. And I should have reminded everybody to take their glasses off. So perhaps do that now, just for this little bit. Sorry. So you're just rolling your head a little bit to the left, a little bit to the right, and your eyes are staying still in the center. And then pause from doing that. And this time, I'd like you to try rolling your head in one direction and rolling your eyes in the other. I mean, looking in the other direction. So it'll be a small movement, and it might take a little bit of practice to feel like you can do it. So you're looking one way and your head is rolling in the other direction. And then they'll both meet in the middle as you then go to the other side. And then let that go and come back to your self-hug. So give yourself another hug. Pick whichever arm is on top, doesn't matter. You choose. So you're giving yourself that embrace that we've been working towards. And then begin your rolling from the left to the right. And once you're underway, once you've got your rhythm perhaps, you don't need a rhythm, but if you find it, then think about having your head rolling in one direction and as your body rolls in the other direction. So it'll be perhaps a smaller movement. So as you roll your body to the right, your head will look to the left, your head and eyes. So your eyes and head are doing the same thing now. And then go the other way. Great. So as you roll to the right, your head's going to the left, and then you come back to the centre, roll to the left, and your head and eyes are going to the right. So it's like you're looking over your shoulder a little bit. Great. And then swap your arms over again and keep doing that movement. Head and body, head and torso in opposite directions. Don't forget you can use your feet. And then let your head come along for the ride again. So your head is going in the same direction as the rest of you. Now let that go. You can have a very small pause. And then when you're ready, I want you to wriggle yourself down to the bottom of your mat. So you're going to need a little bit of space above you, because we might get moving. And when you're ready, bring both knees towards the ceiling and stand your feet. Give yourself a hug. Any arm on top, doesn't matter. And then begin to roll from left to right with the use of your feet like we've been doing. And then as your left hip and left shoulder come away from the floor, I want you to lift them up a little bit and place them a little bit higher on your mat. So you lift one side, and then that whole side is going to go up a little bit. And then you're going to roll to the other side, and your other side's going to get placed a little bit higher. Yep, take some time and figure it out. So as you roll in one direction, your left hip and one shoulder will come off the ground. So I want you to, when you put that back down again, put it down a little bit higher up your mat. And then continue your roll to the other side. And you can use your feet. We've been using our feet all the way through. Let it go, let your legs lie long, let your arms lie alongside your body. Just check in with your contact with the floor now. Notice your breathing. Check in with the indentations that you might leave on the beach now. Would they be different to the beginning of the lesson? You can roll your head if you like and just check in with that. And then when you're ready, you can roll to one side and come to sit and then come to stand. Really slowly, there's no hurry. And when you get to standing, just take a moment to pay attention to how you can sense yourself now. We didn't do a scan in standing today, but just notice how you feel. And then once you've noticed what you noticed, just take a walk around the room and see how you feel now.